FCC reviews Bad Bunny's Spanish language Super Bowl halftime show after GOP complaints. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, requested transcripts of Bad Bunny's 2026 Super Bowl halftime performance following complaints from Republican lawmakers that the broadcast may have violated federal indecency rules. FCC Commissioner Ana Gomez confirmed she reviewed Spanish language transcripts provided by Comcast's NBC and found no rule violations or justification for further action, calling the scrutiny an unnecessary harassment of broadcasters. The controversy began when Florida Rep. Randy Fine labeled the performance illegal on social media, alleging that its lyrics, if sung in English, would have triggered fines for disgusting and pornographic filth. Tennessee Rep. Andy Ogles similarly accused the show of glorifying sodomy and other depravities. However, reports indicated that the show did not include its most sexually explicit lyrics, and the FCC is not pursuing additional review unless new evidence emerges. Bad Bunny, 31, made history as the first artist to perform a Super Bowl halftime show entirely in Spanish and the first Latin solo act to headline the event. His performance included messages of unity, with a ball displaying "Together, We Are America" and a stadium screen message stating, "The only thing more powerful than hate is love." Despite the positive messaging, former President Trump and other conservatives criticized the performance's language and choreography, leading to a backlash that inspired Turning Point USA to host a rival All-American halftime show featuring Kid Rock and other country artists.